And I said, George, loan me the $1,500 and I'll give you $300 a month back every month till I get it paid. No way. He says, you haven't got any business going down there or anything. You're too old. And then he says to me another time, he says, you get down there and get in trouble. He says, don't call me. I says, George, I will never call you. I says, and just to talk. And if you don't want to talk, that's okay too. That shut him up. But anyway, Nick gave me the money and said, forget it. It was a gift. But when, you know why George did that? It wasn't the money.
He didn't want you to go.
He thought he could control me. Yeah. Yep. He thought I would stay there. He wanted me to get an apartment there. No way. Yeah.
If those people aren't careful, they're going to get washed off the jetty.
Yeah.
At the very end.
It is really, really strong wind out there.
I don't know how fast that wind is, but it's powerful. They must be having fun with the shells down there.
There were a lot of shells.
It's an amazing spot. The best I've seen since I've been here.
How many years you been in England, Lisa?
11.
11, huh? I thought it was about 12. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
11 years. That's a long time. If you live there from now on and you pass on, what is the family going to do with you?
I don't know. I've thought about what to do. The typical thing in England is to be cremated.
Well, I'm going to be cremated.
That's the normal thing to do.
And Richard and Ed are both cremated in Pearson Cemetery. Well, Bill took care of Richard's, and his ashes are in the, Ed's are at the head of the headstone, and that's where I'm going to go. And I already have the plan. It's all paid for. When I go, they know that all they have to do is get me to a crematory and then get me
Pearson.
There.
Pearson. It's is all defined.